mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Be the last live broadcast I do before you hear me calling in with our great fill-in host next week when I'm in the big rotten apple there inside the Empire State where the Imperial Overlords will be meeting, training us how to be good little slaves in this, well, what if some called it Skull and Bones Coronation Part 2. And I will be there. In fact, I'll be there Monday morning reporting on what happened Sunday, because between 250,000 and 500,000 protesters are scheduled, as they say, to march on the controlled area that they've been told they're allowed to march on, and then the organizers are planning to lead the march into Central Park, where they've had literally thousands of demonstrations over the years, but they're now told they're not allowed to because of the grass. They're going to go ahead and march into there. And the police and Lord Bloomberg is saying they're going to go after them. And they've got the sound weapons, the rubber bullets, all the goodies ready. Big standoff. I'm going to be getting into New York Saturday night, and I will be there covering the march led by Lord Michael Moore and, of course, Bohemian Grove member Danny Glover. And many, many others. So you do not want to miss Monday's show. We'll have Michael Corbin, who's a very talented, intelligent gentleman, doing the first 3 days of the broadcast. And then we got Harry Brown and Erskine coming up on Thursday and Friday. And Paul Watson will be here every day for 30 minutes to an hour with all the other global news and information as a commentator and as he normally does once a week with us, analyzing what's going on. So you do not want to miss what's coming up next week. Alex Jones will be discussing, these are the notes my producer gave me, RFID loyalty cards and more with Caspian's Catherine Albrecht, who is leading the battle against spy chips. I will also be talking with Christopher Pyle about the police intelligence squads, a former U.S. Army intelligence agent who blew the whistle on the secret program and nationally televised Senate hearings on the Vietnam-era activities in the 1970s. So he'll be joining us in the third hour, so two great guests today. And as usual, we're going to have wide open phones. Bush's so-called intelligence reform, of course, was doubling the funding again and getting Homeland Security. Now he's going to use executive order to bring a new CIA agency over all the other intelligence and security agencies that will be run by the White House outside Congress's control. And there's a 30,000-man Hercules team, 10,000 of them federal, in New York with the black ski masks, the black helmets, and the rest of it. And that's just the 30,000-man Hercules team. There'll be another 30,000 police. 10,000 police just around Madison Square Garden. So, again, I'm going to be in the middle of this. They're going to have M60s trained on the crowds with live ammo, giant sound cannons, armored vehicles. I was talking to one of my associates in New York last night. He said they're flying huge black helicopters in V attack formations. Sounds like an orgy of evidence exposing the criminality of the New World Order. None of this has anything to do with terrorism. No amount of security would stop terrorism. It's real simple. Terrorists are driving a truck bomb along. God forbid there were real terrorists actually planning something, and they just drive up and detonate it. No, this is all about training you how to be a slave. Training you how to be a minion. A big illustration of the way things are now here in the new Rome. All right, a bunch of news. Your calls, 800-259-9231. Websites are PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com, and InfoWars.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight, it is Friday, the 27th day of August, 2004. Thank you so much for joining us. For those that are just now joining us, we have a little segment before this one. I got into Catherine Albrecht of Caspian. Will be joining us to talk about the latest RFID tracker chip developments. Also, we'll get into the recent article, Is Big Brother Watching You? Company says microchip in uniform aids laundry, not snooping. And later we'll discuss police intelligence squads with Christopher Pyle, a former U.S. Army intelligence agent who blew the whistle on the secret program to spy on Americans by the Pentagon in nationally televised Senate hearings on the Vietnam-era activities of the government in the 1970s. And related article is Sybil... Libertarians decry police intelligence squads. How about citizens do? It's always civil libertarians do. In the meantime, your calls, and we'll plunge into the news. White House drafts intel reform orders. They're orders. It'll be outside Congress's control, the Supreme Directorate, to lead our lives and keep us safe and to fight crime. Terror is crime. The White House has drafted executive orders aimed at implementing the September 11th Commission's recommendations, which he appointed, for a more powerful intelligence director and a new National Counterterrorism Center. Bush administration and congressional officials said Thursday drafts of executive orders are circulating among an interagency group for approval. Yeah, don't need Congress to do it. Just have the supreme leader do it. One of the officials said the White House is floating three proposals and asking for feedback by Friday. Oh, by Friday. How nice of them. The orders would enhance the powers of the government's intelligence chief and create a national intelligence officer. By the way, this came out yesterday, so they were given till today. How nice of the government. Boy, really conferring with people. From a national counterterrorism center, putting that office under the new intelligence director and giving the director the power to decide who runs it. Improve information sharing with the directors aimed at facilitating the exchange of information among intelligence agencies. One congressional official said an executive order being circulated would give the CIA director the title of national intelligence director, so see the CIA is going to be expanded. A position recommended by the 9/11 Commission, the CIA director currently oversees all 15 of the nation's intelligence agencies. Boy, isn't that just special. And they've already, since 9/11, they've already had the CIA operating in all the big cities. And they take control. Most of your big police chiefs are CIA officers. A lot of your big news editors are CIA. That's come out in congressional reports. But now they're going to set up offices openly in the National Guard buildings in your town. And they're going to move to have your city hall under their control. And the CIA will be operating, quote, fighting terror and crime. These are the guys that break in houses and kill people and snatch and grab and torture. And it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of freedom. You know, Russia has this. China has this. Cuba has this. Hitler had this. Mao Zedong had this. China has this today. Why can't we have it? You know, it keeps them safe, doesn't it? I'm all for it. I think Congress has given over control over trade and over regulation of the schools and over energy and almost everything to the president and to international boards. And I think this is great to give over control of any oversight over intelligence. And it's always a good idea when a giant Praetorian guard to control the population for the emperor is put into total control with no oversight. That's always a really good sign. And I am all for it. I don't know about you, but this is out of the Christian Science Monitor. An armored-clad big rotten apple. Of course, they said big apple. And it says street barricades are going up. Heavily armed anti-terror squads are making unannounced rounds. Bomb-sniffing dogs are inspecting cars and trucks. Coast Guard boats are patrolling the Hudson. And new high-tech helicopters are hovering in the skies. Just huge black ones in V formations over Manhattan. That's not to mention the thousands of officers who've been taken off their desk jobs to ride the rails underground. And the Republican convention doesn't even start until Monday. And they'll ramp up to what officials are calling the most intense and comprehensive security effort ever to protect a national political convention. The New York Police Department, in conjunction with U.S. Secret Service, state and other federal agencies, are putting on a show of force designed to give any Al-CIA operative pause. Same Al-CIA that's able to order NORAD to stand down or able to plant bombs in Building 7 and demolish it. Very powerful Al-CIA. While there's been no new intelligence indicating that a terrorist threat is imminent, the Joint Terrorism Task Force continues to comb through the hundreds of Al-CIA files and computer disks discovered last month in Britain and Pakistan that indicated New York financial institutions had been thoroughly cased. Wait a minute, the government now admits that was 4 years old, but who cares about facts? They are also analyzing all new intelligence that comes in 24/7. So isn't that nice? Indeed, Mayor Bloomberg is urging people to come and enjoy the city, despite the convention and more than 100 planned protests, to say nothing of the ones promised by various anarchists, that i.e. hired government thugs, publicly. Video of the police protecting them, funding them, lavishly supplying them with housing in Seattle and other areas. And it goes on and on and on and on. So I will be there covering it for you. Who knows, I might call in 10 minutes every hour. I might call in for a full hour. I might call in for 5 minutes if nothing's going on. But I'll be calling in all 5 days next week. They're in the big, fat, rotten apple. A continuum. The Empire State, properly named. I'm not attacking your state. I'm attacking your government, one of the most corrupt around. Continuing with this information, we have a potential terrorism spawns talk of U.S. national ID card. This from CBN News. A national ID card here in America, it could happen in the post-9/11 world. The idea is one of the recommendations from the 9/11 appointed commission by Lord Bush, and it has now come up for debate in the Senate. Keeping Congress busy during its summer recess, 9/11 commissions further expanded a recommendation for their final report, the possibility of a national identification card for U.S. citizens. Now, let's stop right there. I'll tell you, this article just came out, and it's pure plagiarism. I mean, I've read almost the exact article in the Associated Press. It's funny. As I say, the report stopped short of endorsing a national ID card, but acknowledged they could effectively serve as a counterterrorism tool, making it harder for terrorists to make their mask their true identities. Well, the actual studies show that's not true. But look, this is the deal, okay? A year ago, it was 42 states. Now, last time I saw, 48 states have put in thumb scans, face scans, or retina scans. They admittedly are under federal mandate and federal specifications. It is a national ID card. It's here with us now. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. This is the reality. We have a national ID card. And the feds and states have pressured the grocery stores, the rest of it. It's not just cigarettes or beer, but it's Sudafed. You got to see your card. I mean, I've seen them card literally 78-year-old women buying Sudafed, carding 65-year-old men buying a six-pack of Miller Lite. It happened to Lord Limbaugh. And when they come in with a new national sales tax, I know I keep talking about this, but it's important. That's the mechanism where you'll, quote, have to swipe your driver's license. It's going to be in the federal database, already is. And then they will decide, you know, if you only make $15,000 a year, no sales tax. If you make $25,000 a year, moderate sales tax. If you make $500,000 a year, they're talking about a 25 to 30% sales tax. And that's going to be on top of the income tax. The neocons say they're going to get rid of the income tax. Bush has been announcing that. But no, they're going to keep FICA and the Social Security stuff in there. So that'll be about 7 to 9%. And then once they get the sales tax in, they admittedly are going to ratchet that up to about 15%. So you'll have a 15% income tax to start. Then over here, you'll also have your sales tax. That'll bring federal control into every business, track and trace what you buy and do. And then they could start taxing you and tracking you. Oh, you've bought too much, you know, too many fattening foods, too many beefsteaks, too many chocolate ice creams and fried pies and too much of this. And so you're going to get a certain rating for your insurance. This is all admitted. Department of Agriculture has said this. Department of Health and Human Services as well. You'll be taxed accordingly. Because, you know, you're allowed to buy some ice cream and some beer and some cigarettes or some chewing tobacco or maybe one or two cigars a month. But they're going to track all that. It's got to be fair. You know, we're all socialized now with these HMOs, and this has all got to be trucked. And so they've got to have the national ID card. They've already got it in place. Now they've just got to announce it to you and make it the law that you have to have this when you buy and sell. So that's all that's happening now. So, again, I was a kook 5-6 years ago when I told you you would have a national ID card. That was all planned. You know, I was just reading the federal documents. And here we are. Yesterday we started the show with double tolls if you don't have a tracker chip in your car, and so everybody's going to get the toll tracker chip. Not to mention, got to tell a story. I'm so glad I just thought of this. I was going to forget about this. My chihuahuas, I have a little wrought iron gate to get in the backyard. They go through it. About a year ago, I put up plastic mesh in between it and put the, you know, the little plastic ties and tied it together. Well, that kind of broke down and got old. So I went into Home Depot last night and got there about 10:30. There were hundreds of customers in there. But wait until you hear what happened. I talked about this yesterday, and I said soon there'll be no checkers at all. It'll be nothing but self-serve. Well, guess what I discovered about a mile from my house? Guess what? You know, we had Debbie Morrow on, and she went to get a tan, and I said, you got a thumb scan, you know. This is the new freedom. But we'll talk about what I saw last night. when we get back. Stay with us.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage settlement is usually completed in 4 to 6 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt settlement has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water. To say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Ladies, for healthier, more radiant skin and hair, you need to start flipping it. Do you flip it?
When I first started flipping it, I couldn't believe my eyes.
Once you start flipping it, you'll never stop. The next time you pick up one of your beauty products, flip it over and examine the ingredients. You'll be astonished by what the packaging reveals to you. Many mainstream beauty products are comprised almost entirely of synthetic petrochemicals. For a more natural approach to looking and feeling great, visit naturalskinandhair.com or call their friendly and knowledgeable staff toll-free at 1-866-339-SKIN. Start flipping it today because you really can look great without all the synthetic chemicals. Once you start flipping it, you'll be glad you did. Visit naturalskinandhair.com for more information on natural beauty products. Do you flip it? Call 866-339-SKIN. That's 866-339-SKIN. Or visit naturalskinandhair.com today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Danny and Rodney and Robert and Jim and everybody, your calls are coming up at 1-800-259-9231. But talking about coming face-to-face with the New World Order, again, I talked about this yesterday. They have these big conventions where the RFID telemetrics industries meet with thousands of people. They have the big meetings of people that work for state and county and federal highway departments, and they meet and they put out website information and documents and plans. And that's how I knew that you'd be thumb scanning at the grocery store. They were going to rip out all the checkout lanes and put in self-serve 8 years ago. That's how I knew they'd give you a national ID card. That's how I knew. That's how I knew to go to even the 7-Eleven, you'd have the thumb scanner. They try to pressure you. And again, here's the plan. Put in three self-checkouts, get you used to it. Put in three more, until you go to Walmart, you go to Home Depot, you go anywhere, and there's nobody there. And last night, you know, I said up and down, I'll never use one of these things. And last night I go to the Home Depot by my house, big one, walk in 10:30 at night, buy the stuff I needed, walk up to the front, and there's just dozens and dozens of people lined up at the self-checkout lanes. But they probably got about, I don't know, 10, 12, I didn't count them up, self-checkouts, one or two service checkouts now. They're down to those. And there were all these people trying to check out, and there was no one there. And all of a sudden, four Home Depot employees walk over. Alex Jones, we're fans. How you doing? Oh, you're going to have to use a self-checkout. We've heard you talk about it. And I said, is it usually like this? And they go, yeah, a lot of the time. A couple days a week, especially at night, there'll be nobody here. And I said, well, I refuse to use one of these. And I made them go get a manager. I made them check me out the old-fashioned way, and you should do that. So that human exchange of goods and services of just incredible. So, yeah, when I get back from New York, I'm going to go in there at 10 o'clock at night with a little video camera, and I'm just going to walk by and just show all these people checking out and no one there to give them service. You know, well, why does that matter? It's just the future, Alex. And I was talking to a manager, and he goes, yeah, statistics actually show, we've talked about this in meetings, that these self-checkouts take longer. Because they do. They take forever. It's watching the people. But, and a lot of people don't even like to use them. Because, yeah, I mean, I'll go in these places when there's two lines that have service, and there'll be 10, 15 people behind each one, and then one or two people at each of the self-checkouts. People don't like these, but he said that we're just forcing them onto them. And so here I am with all these employees around me, every one of them a fan. Manager comes out. I don't want to get him in trouble, but he's a fan. And we're just sitting there talking about how no one likes this, but the corporation is doing. Well, hey, I'll save a few cents on a 2x4 if I do that. No, you won't. You'll just lose service, and the whole industry will lose service. That's how the economy works. You get the level of service you demand across industry standards. They're just lowering standards. That's not how economies work. All right, but so Debbie Morrow was on 2 days ago from New Millennium Concepts, one of our sponsors for the big Berkey water filters. And she lives up in a suburb of Dallas. She bought 10 tans, local tanning salon, goes into tan, and is told point blank, well, you got a thumb scan. And she argued and said no, and he said, fine, you got to show your ID every time. And we call the place to have on one of their people. They refuse. We call the management. They refuse. We randomly call them up. They won't talk about it. It's going in everywhere. And in Arlington by Dallas and in areas of Denver, the police have told them, I have the news articles going back 4 years, almost 4 years. They said, we're going to make the businesses do this. I don't want to get off into this all day. I got a bunch of other news. But they're announcing national ID cards, and maybe they're needed. CBN says maybe it's Christian. You know, maybe it's a good thing. Keep us safe from those evil Muslims. Al-Qaeda is going to get us. And V formations of black helicopters in New York and sound guns and National Guard and State Guard being turned into anti-terrorism forces and, quote, for civil disobedience and unrest. I mean, they're gearing up for us like we're going to do something. And government all the while expanding its control and power, claiming its godhood over us. It's disgusting. When we get back, we'll go to these phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. We've put American Dictators up, my new film, 90-minute film. For members, you can go watch the new film even before it's released. You can also now buy it on the website. It's not yet on the 1-800 line, but it'll be there soon. You can order the film on Infowars.com or sign up PrisonPlanet.tv for 50 cents a day, and watch there. All right, bunch of news, your calls, it's all coming up. You'll want to stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste, and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Attention pet owners, how would you like your dog or cat to behave instantly on command? Now you can with a pet trainer. So easy to use, it's like having a remote control for your pet. No electric zaps or shocks. This simple handheld device uses safe and effective ultrasonic sound that commands your pet's attention like magic. Here's how it works. Say your dog jumps on your best furniture. Just press the button to emit the sound. As he snaps to attention, give the command to get down. As soon as he obeys, praise him for the good behavior, and that's it. Veterinarian and endorsed, Pet Trainer is the humane way to train pets, whether it's non-stop barking, chewing shoes, pestering house guests, you name it. Plus, it's the animal-friendly way to deal with unwelcome strays or neighbors' dogs. Satisfaction guaranteed, so call now to try it risk-free. Pet Trainer, just $19.95, plus shipping, uses 9-volt battery not included. To order by credit card, call toll-free 1-800-851-5511. That's 1-800-851-5511. Call 1-800-851-5511.
I've had a lot of requests for those that aren't on the internet to replay the audio of this video of a little spoof that was done of what happens when you call to order a pizza. So what we'll do is we'll take some calls and play that in a few minutes. But really, it's not a spoof. This is almost what's happening. So we'll play that one more time. I just can't help it. But let's go to your calls quickly. Callers, have your questions, your comments, your statements ready, and I'm going to move to the next person. It's Friday. We got two guests coming up. I want to give everybody a chance to talk. Danny in Tennessee, welcome to the airwaves.
Hello, my friend.
Hello.
Hey, I've got a quick success story for you. I've been talking to my neighbor about the New World Order for probably about 6 or 7 months now, and just a totally brainwashed neocon, and he had told me I needed to be arrested and put in camps, blah, blah, blah. And I'd showed him Operation Northwoods, and, you know, he had said it was fake, that it was a conspiracy theorist thing, and I finally talked him into writing his congressman and getting a copy of it under the Freedom of Information Act. So when I came home from work last night, the guy was waiting for me, and I was like, oh, no, you know, what's going to happen? And he was almost in tears. He'd got his copy, and he had read it. So he came in, and we started talking, and I logged on to Prison Planet TV, and we watched American Dictators together, and it just totally waked the guy up and changed his life, and I just wanted to call and let you know it was a great, great film.
Well, Well, what you're doing is great, Danny. And for those that just joined us and don't know what Operation Northwoods is, why don't you tell them?
Operation Northwoods is basically, I guess you could almost call it the official government plan to carry out 9/11. It's a plan drawn up by the Joint Chiefs of Staff back when Kennedy was president to hijack airplanes, blow up buildings, blow up civilian airliners, and blame it on Cuba as a pretext for war. And it's just, it's a totally sickening document.
And by the way, some people read it and go, well, wait a minute, it says hijack jets by remote control, crash them, but it doesn't say kill people. No, it says they're going to have fake list of passengers, military people, CIA, they're going to stage their deaths, have a massive sheep dipping. This is where they take a special forces person and then stage their death. Thousands do this every few years, folks. I even know sheep dip people, and that's the military term. And so they go, well, we'll get sheep dipping done while we're at it, claim hundreds die when these things are shot down. So we'll have a jet, stage them getting on, say in Panama, have it take off, blow it up, have another drone jet aircraft blown up over the sea. Then it says we can bomb D.C., blame it on enemies, have sniper attacks, and it does say shoot citizens, then blame it on people. It even discusses how to frame patsies. Then it says have U.S. Army, but use Cubans, Cuban-Americans dressed up like in U.S. In a Cuban outfit, attack the Marines, kill them, mortar them, blow up ammo dumps. It describes it all. And they'll give an example of faking killing or really killing. And this got green-lighted all the way up to Kennedy, who said no. Then he went from being a hawk to trying to abolish the CIA. He gave speeches about an evil group trying to take over, told the Russians, you better back off, there's about to be a coup. That's public. The Russians did back off, by the way. Then they went ahead and killed Kennedy. The globalists did. But so your friend just thought we were just making this up.
Yeah, he thought, well, when I first showed him Operation Northwoods, I believe I showed it to him in InfoWars, and he said, oh, that's just, you know, that guy's a kook, he made it up. And I said, hey, you know, this kook predicted 9/11, you know, you better listen to what he's saying. If Alex says something, it's totally documented, you know, he just doesn't make stuff up. But there's so many people that associate conspiracy theory with Bigfoot, you know.
Chupacabras, yeah.
Right, I mean, it's ridiculous. But it took, you know, I've just been working on this guy forever and ever and ever. And, you know, American dictators just put the guy in tears.
Well, you know, I want to thank that gentleman. It's one thing to scoff and say we're liars. You can do that. But please check out what we're saying. At least be honest. And because if there's a 1% chance we're right, you better check it out. And when you check it out, you'll find out that we're right, and then it's up to you to do something. Danny, good job.
Hey, no problem. It's just trying to hopefully save the country.
So you liked the new film, American Dictators?
Oh, I loved it. It was a very powerful film. It was actually, I'd say it's probably one of my favorite films of yours, and I've seen them all.
Well, it's the shortest film. It's 90 minutes. It's an hour and a half long, because we've had requests to make things shorter. And it's only 1995 because it's, you know, other films are 2.5 hours and 2 hours, 44 minutes long. But it's really two films in one. It gets into Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, how Bush and Kerry are cousins, all the elite connections, how it's all staged, the police state they're setting up, the latest info. We just finished the film this week, so and it's on VHS now for folks that want it. In about a month, it'll be out on DVD. But don't wait, folks. Just get the VHS, get it out to people. Good to hear from you, Danny.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Rodney in Texas. Rodney, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, sir.
Yes, I wanted to commend you also for this little commercial that you did with the gentleman calling the pizza place.
I didn't do that. The ACLU did.
Uh-huh.
It's very accurate of what they're setting up.
Very accurate, because I've had that experience. I'm right here in Austin, Texas. I won't, not unless you allow me, I won't name the name of the company that did it to me. I ordered a pizza delivery. And after about 20, 25 minutes, I said, well, something's wrong here. And before I could lift the phone up to call to see what was going on, they called me, and they went through all of these questions that absolutely had nothing to do with my pizza order.
Well, sir, USA Today, did you hear me when I read that article?
No.
It was scoff laws get arrested or something like that. Just type scoff laws, people that ignore laws, but it's scoff laws, and pizza delivery into Google, and it should, or into searchinfowars.com, and it should pop up. But about 3 months ago, it's funny because this actually got incorporated into a movie last minute. I don't want to get off into that because I showed it to a director, and he was making a movie at the time. But the point is, it was a movie about the futuristic slave state. When you call to get a pizza from a major chain, it automatically goes through a Homeland Security database to see if you're a wanted criminal or if you have even moving violations, parking tickets, any type of warrants out. And the pizza places get 20% of the fees, court fees, and they're also gathering all this data, many of them, and selling it. So what type of questions did they ask you?
Oh, man, it was, I can't even remember it because what happened, the questions just kept going on and on and on, and after that I just told the gentleman, cancel the order, and I have an order.
Well, give us an example.
I can't remember. It's been like 2 or 3 months back here when it happened.
Wait a minute. So you're on the phone with him for 25 minutes?
No. I called him back after my order had came. And actually, before I picked the phone up, he called me. And I said, well, are you the manager? And he says, no, but we're the people who check to make sure the credit cards and all the orders are valid. And that's when he started to ask me all his laundry list of questions.
Well, I'll tell you what. Since you brought this up, let me put you on hold. And let's play this piece right now. It's at the top of Infowars.com if you want to watch it, because it's actually video. It's a computer representation of a computer screen while she's checking all his data in the Grand Matrix database. It's really called Matrix, folks, and it does have all of this in it. And the pizza places are being hooked into this. This is not a joke. Put him on hold, Stephanie, and go ahead and play that. Thanks.
Pizza Palace, guaranteed hot in 30 minutes or it's free. This is Mary. May I take your order?
Hi, Mary. Yes, I'd like to order.
Is this Mr. Kelly?
Yes.
Thank you for calling again, sir. I share your national identification number as 610-204-9998-45-54610. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly. I see you live at 736 Montrose Court, but you're calling from your cell phone. Are you at home?
I'm just leaving work, but I'm...
Oh, we can deliver to Bob's Auto Supply. That's at 175 Lincoln Avenue, yes?
No, I'm on my way home. How do you know all this stuff?
We just got wired into the system, sir.
Oh. Well, I'd like to order a couple of your double meat special pizzas.
Sure thing. There'll be a new $20 charge for those, sir.
What do you mean?
Sir, the system shows me that your medical records indicate that you have high blood pressure and extremely high cholesterol. Luckily, we have a new agreement with your national health care provider that allows us to sell you double meat pies as long as you agree to waive all future claims of liability.
What?
Do you agree, sir? You can sign the form when we deliver, but there is a charge for processing. The total is $67 even.
$67?
Well, that includes the delivery surcharge of $15 to cover the added risk to our driver of traveling through an orange zone.
I live in an orange zone?
Now you do. Looks like there was another robbery on Montrose yesterday. You could save $48 if you ordered our special Sprout Submarine combo and picked it up yourself. Comes with tofu sticks. Those are very tasty, sir. Good value, too.
But I want double meat.
Well, I'm sure you can afford the $67, then. You just bought those tickets to Hawaii. They weren't cheap, eh? Oh, but I see you checked out the budget beach bum at the library last week. Up to you, sir.
All right. I'll get the Sprout subs.
Good choice, sir. Gotta watch that waist if you're hitting the beach, eh? 42 inches. Wow. Man, I'd say tofu and sprouts is, like, required.
That's how much?
Just between you and me, there's a $3 off coupon in this month's Total Men's Fitness magazine. Your wife, Betty, subscribes to that, right? Anyhow, clip that and it's $19.99 even. Whoa, looks like you maxed out on all your credit cards. Bring cash, okay?
Want to stop this from happening?
All right, so, Rodney, final comment.
Right, well, one of the questions that he did ask me, is this the only telephone number that you use when you ordered from us? And he tried to get alternative addresses, you know, have any other members from your household ever ordered from...
Number one, was it a big chain?
No. No, it's another one. I could tell you their name.
But is it a big... So it's not a chain?
No. Well, I don't... Gaddy's.
Oh, yeah, that's a huge chain.
Okay, Gaddy's Pizza.
Had you ordered from them before?
Yes, I had. Several. Actually, I've been ordering from them for years, but this, about 3 months ago, that was the first time that that had ever happened to me.
Very suspicious.
I just want to say one thing about an article article in the New York Times about the tainted vaccines.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, it was a leading story. I had a gentleman call another radio this morning who was talking about one of his grandbabies had been severely injured by taking a shot of infant, five shots at one time at infant. And he got in a big argument with the person on the radio station, this was before I had actually read the article, but they were talking about how the company that has produced these vaccines for the upcoming flu season noticed that they had a huge batch of contaminated vaccines that they have to recall.
Well, when aren't they contaminated?
That's what my question was. What if the, you know, and they have history of saying, well, we'll take this out of the vaccine, and then we later find out that all they've done is increase the poison.
That's so right.
I just want to put that out there. And
was it a New York Times article today?
Yeah, today. Look right there in the news section. It's today.
But I'm sure they tell you the problem's been fixed. Everything's all right.
Mm-hmm. Alex, I'm looking forward to your report from New York. I'm kind of anxious to see what it's like to be held at gunpoint.
Yeah, they're going to have the police there aiming their rubber bullets and their real guns, everybody, sound wave weapons, you name it. Thanks for the call, my friend.
All right.
I said I'm going to go to the calls quick, and here I am dragging along, but these calls are all so good. Up next is Robert. Robert, where are you calling us from?
I'm in Denver, Colorado, Alex.
Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you very much for taking my call. Appreciate that. I'll try to be brief. I also, just like Danny, watched your new movie, The American Dictators, last night on the Internet.
Yes, great on job. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Yeah, nice piece. I really enjoyed watching it. Stayed up to one more, as a matter of fact. Great piece. Congratulations on that.
Well, thanks for being a member.
Not a problem. Now, you said something about the Enron company that kind of lost me. Can you kind of speak to that again? You said that they were basically like a slush fund or money launderer for the CIA. Can you expound more on that subject?
Yes. Before Enron purposefully collapsed, they had moved the real assets and the pension fund money out of it into other corporations, okay? And it came out in the news. They had a bunch of offshore Cayman Island accounts in the hundreds of billions of dollars, and then they just blow out the dummy corporation. And so that's what Enron was really all about.
Interesting. Okay.
But the evidence is it collapsed a little bit before they were planning for it to happen, and they had trouble covering it up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Now, and one other thing, earlier this morning, did I hear you say that Danny Glover goes to Bohemian Grove?
Yes, he does. He's the only black member that I know of.
The actor?
Yes.
The guy in Color Purple goes to Bohemian Grove?
Yeah, the guy in Predator 2.
Amazing. That floored me when you said that. Wow. Well, if that's true, I see him in an entirely different light then. At any rate, Alex, keep up the good work. Great show. Great work on the movie American Dictators. And I will take a listen. I look forward also to hearing from you next week in New York. I'll be tuning in.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. Yeah, Danny Glover, Michael Moore, and a bunch of other people are going to be leading the protest against Lord Bush Sunday. And they say they're going to go ahead and go on to Central Park, where everybody's always been allowed to protest. Regardless of Bloomberg says they're not allowed to, so there's going to be a showdown, supposedly. I got an article here on that, a couple of them. I'll be there covering that, and Monday I'll be an eyewitness to whatever really happened for you here on the broadcast. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Rhode Island. Welcome, sir.
How are you today, Alex?
Good, my friend.
Good. Hey, Alex, I just want to thank you for going to New York and to cover this Republican convention. You're going in the eye of the storm. And
yeah, I don't want to go. I mean, I don't want to subject myself to this, but I have to.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to be with some people there, Alex? Or?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I know you can handle yourself. I know you're a strong guy. Plus, you know the Lord. And I just hope, Alex, there's a lot of Christians out there that give you a lot of prayer cover.
Well, I would love those prayers. I would be very thankful for that. I'm not afraid of getting beat up or getting shot for no reason or any of that. I'm afraid of getting in trouble early and not getting the footage and not being able to document. So I'm going to try to behave myself. But, I mean, if a cop marches up and says, turn your camera off, you know, I'm a TV host, radio host, documentary filmmaker, footage I've shot's aired all over national television,
right.
I'm just going to say no.
Are you going to have your bullhorn, Alex?
No, I'm not going to be out bullhorning. I'm going to be out documenting.
Alex, one other thing, and I'll hang up. I've got a real good friend of mine who's listening to you right now, actually through WARL 1320. And I've talked to him, you know, about a lot of this stuff over the years. And, you know, he's not too convinced, but he's not too sure about it. But he knows that the whole Kennedy assassination was a bad job. I was wondering if there was anything you could say to him right now to just, you know, let him know what's going on and how this whole thing is a big scam and it's all the New World Order.
Well, Mark, none of us want to believe these horrible things. Mm-hmm. Good, decent people have trouble getting our minds around it. But if you've read any history book or studied what ancient governments did and all the subterfuge and abuse and the exercise of power by these control freaks, to deny that we're facing government corruption now is to deny what the Founding Fathers warned us of. And so it's just denying history. So if he loves his children, his family, this country, he'd better break through the conditioning and break through the subconscious fear. He knows it's true already. He just doesn't want to admit it, Mark, because it's too horrible. Well, it's there, sir, whether you deny it or not. You're not a baby. It's not peekaboo. Covering your eyes doesn't make the world disappear. Only disappears in your mind. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Then we'll get into the loving CIA taking over America. The third hour, we'll have open phones, of course, throughout. We're about to go back to your calls. Just briefly, my new film, American Dictators, is out, folks. And it's on VHS. You won't be able to get it on DVD for the next 3 weeks or so, and I suggest you not wait. You see, because if you just burn DVDs, that's easy to do. But when you stamp them, the industrial way of doing it, you have to ship it off, have it authored, have the menus made, and that's now been done today. We're shipping it off today. And it'll take about 2-3 weeks to do that. And I suggest you not wait. You get the VHS now of American Dictators. It will be out on DVD, though. And it's so important to get this out now and to show it to everybody. That's why we put it on the web for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And it's a great new video, 90 minutes long, 1995, American Dictators. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order it via the Safe Secure shopping cart. You can't call the toll-free number yet to get it because we just gave them that information. It takes a while for the operators to put it in the computer so they know what they're talking about when you call, so they know what video it is you're ordering. But all the other videos, of course, you can order by calling 1-888-253-3139. And if you haven't gotten the 9/11 films or any or Police State 3 Total Enslavement, they're excellent. You need to have them. 888-253-3139. All right, let's go ahead and go to John in Tennessee. John, go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Last night on TV, Hal Lindsey warned that the media monopoly of 10 CEOs can be controlled by a single Antichrist. And he said, of course, Hitler would love this technology of mind control. And he used video graphics of a human head like a sculpture, a 3D sculpture of the Antichrist. And that head looked exactly like Arnold Schwarzenegger. And he said the Antichrist would be a Jew. So my question is, does that mean Arnold is a Jew like his buddy Hitler, Rothschild, Bush, Kerry, and Clinton, Blythe, Rockefeller?
Well, now, come on. Most of those people you name don't even claim to be Jewish. Some of them claim for votes that, oh, I'm 10% Jewish or something. I don't think the New World Order is run by Jews. I think it's run by Satanists. Are there people in the New World Order who claim to be Jews? Who are connected to killing Jews and Hitler? Yes. But I think it's really overall a red herring to say it's the Germans or the Jews or the Chinese or, you know, the Catholics. Anybody who says it's one group running it all, no, it's evil people, sir.
Well, what if Schwarzenegger could be the Antichrist? What if he's their big boy they're going to groom to be the next president and then God knows what
We know they've groomed him. We know he's a Rothschild minion. We know that he's lined up to be president, and Warren Hatch has introduced bills to get rid of the 22nd Amendment so a foreigner can be president. And I have no doubt that with the new electronic voting machines and the rest of it in 08 or 2012, I believe Arnold Schwarzenegger will be president of the United States.
Well,
I believe he will be the president when we go to World War III because he's an archetypal evil Nazi, and that's who they want. He will be Adolf Hitler.
Well, I know the Democrats have totally forgotten that A&E TV reported that JFK Jr. was supposed to be U.S. Senator in 2000 and a presidential nominee in 2004.
Yes, they definitely killed him.
Yeah, and witnesses saw the plane explode on final approach, and Kennedy had 700 hours as pilot in command. Now, A&E blamed either Giuliani's mafia ties or Hillary Clinton in 2000, but they forgot about the Skull and Bones Bush family or Kerry in 2004. So I think the Democrats really ought to wake up to that their main candidate was murdered either by Kerry's gang or Bush's gang. I guess they're the same gang, the Skull and Bones people.
Yeah, JFK Jr. was smart, really good-looking, had the name recognition, and he would have been unstoppable.
And last I want to mention, I bought a new car this month with the GPS OnStar antenna.
Yeah.
I didn't pay for the OnStar, but the antenna is clearly visible on the rearview mirror, broadcasting through the windshield, so a Faraday shield grounded to the car body would block that antenna if anybody wanted to. And the car had an engine from Mexico, a transmission from Italy, and the rest was made in Canada, even though it was a Chevrolet.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us, second hour straight ahead.